past few weeks, we've of course been talking quite a lot about load shedding, how to overcome it, how to deal with it, and we've been hearing from companies around this country, in fact, that are now taking responsibility for their energy requirements, going off-grid, renewable energy. Well, today we want to tell you about a wonderful opportunity that you as a business owner have here in South Africa, not only in Nelson Mandela Bay. It's called the Private Sector Energy Efficiency Project and Initiative. And joining us in studio, we've got the regional key account holder or administrator for the National Business Initiative, Kevin Tahl-Graham. Kevin, lovely to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth, and good morning to your listeners.
Lovely to have you with us. You, of course, are representing the Eastern Cape. Let's, before we get into the PSE, tell us about the NBI.
Okay, the NBI, not many people know about it, but it has been around since 1995 and was actually set up by the late former President Nelson Mandela. It is really around a membership-based organization, which is therefore a not-for-profit company. We've got about 120 members that fund it, and we are effectively a facilitator between industry and government and all these initiatives, with the primary focus being on the human skills development area, the ethical business leadership, and the environmental sustainability. So those are the core pillars of
it. A membership kind of thing?
It is a membership-based organization. So larger entities come in and they fund us. So that's how we get our funding.
So how would it differ perhaps from a chamber, for instance?
From a chamber, I would say we go out and we actually facilitate between government and business. Mm. So it's not, we don't take either side. We've obviously taken our membership views and issues to the market plus to government.
So you're creating synergy between all of these things,
all these parties. We try and be the glue between all of them so that we all have this common goal and outcome.
And are they playing nicely?
Well, yes. Yes, we are, especially at the moment.
Very good. Now, one of your initiatives, I mean, you mentioned skills. That's been a big part of the NBI. And I think if you do business in the largest business circles in the country, then you'll see NBI is very much involved in those areas.
Correct, yes. One of the areas with the energy efficiency side, we are the founders of the Energy Leadership Network, which is the 50 largest energy users that are actually trying to drive down the energy efficiency and show best practices, share best practices with one another.
And that sort of like led to this opportunity for the Private Sector Energy Efficiency Project, the PSEE. How did that all come about?
Correct. It was through DFID, which is the UK aid. And they had an opportunity to try and embed energy efficiency within South African commercial businesses. So that's why it's the private sector. And they had funding of £8.6 million, which is... was given to us about a year and a half ago.
We'll take it.
Exactly. It's a staggering about 154 million rand now with the exchange rate. So, and we've got to spend it, and we've got to spend it quickly.
And what is it aimed at?
It's, as I said earlier, embedding energy efficiency within businesses. So it's looking for and identifying opportunities within businesses and building the business case for them, because most people know where they can save it, but they haven't got the skill set or they haven't got the time because they're busy selling to actually do the business cases for energy efficiency.
Okay. So the PSE was launched, was this now 2013, 14?
It was 2013, effectively 2013, now coming up to my first year. In April, so it's been a year of tremendous growth.
Okay, so what is the program actually involved? Are you actually assisting companies to try and find more ways to save energy?
It's actually going into businesses and looking at the low cost, no cost, primarily, which actually then start cross subsidizing those that have some capital requirements. So it's building an inventory of opportunities for these businesses where they can actually then target each one of them and get a baseline. Most companies know where to save the electricity and have put in lighting and say they haven't saved electricity. And the reason being is they didn't know what their energy kilowatt hours were before. They knew what their RAN spend was.
If you can't measure it, you can't save it.
Exactly. And it's just changing the metric from kilowatts to from rands to kilowatts, because yes, that is the stabilizing factor.
So you're basically assisting these companies. And is it only really for the larger companies which the NBI have been involved with?
No, it's across the board. We have three different categories. We've got your large, which is 45 million rands worth of energy spend per year, which is a staggering amount of electricity.
Who's spend? Who's
Exactly. Well, we got 31 of them signed up, so there are a number of them out there.
Are there any in PE?
There are. We've got two large companies that are about to launch probably in the 1st of June on the large area, which is fantastic. And then in the medium category, where there's a big gap between their initial cap area, which was 750,000 rand of electricity or energy spend, up to the 45 million. Now, with that 750 and the 45 million, it's not just electricity. I know that's foremost in our minds because of the load shedding and the issues we have. However, it's also diesel, gas, and all those areas. So, for instance, the farmers have a staggering amount of diesel consumption on top of their electricity. So that a lot of them actually fall into that category. And we've got a number down here in the Eastern Cape.
It's 45 million. Sorry, I still
not get it.
No, that's
in the medium category.
I think I was just thinking many of us have just fallen out of our chairs or drifted off the road while we were driving. There are companies spending 45 million a year on energy. But as you said, the medium, and there's a lot of companies that when you look at the whole of your energy bill, as you mentioned, gas and diesel and air product and things like that, they will require large amounts of energy.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as you start putting it into a metric of square meterage or product produced, that's when you actually start seeing your intensity.
You get a fright.
You just certainly do.
So large, medium, and obviously small.
And small. Small is a telephonic free service, and there's a lot of publications online. So all your listeners have to do is go onto the website and register, and they'll then have access to those and as well training. We do regional training where the need requires, and we've got a program that rolls out certain areas of the skills.
Sounds expensive.
It is, and that's why we've been given £8.6 million or 154 million rand.
So it costs us nothing.
It costs you absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It's fully funded by the UK taxpayer, which is thank you very much.
All our mates over there now who are working for jobs, thanks very much for doing this for us.
completely. And their whole idea is to actually save carbon. So the UK is looking at carbon abatement, and South Africa is looking at kilowatt savings. And they work hand in hand. For every kilowatt you save a kilogram of carbon. Mm. So for the UK, bang for their buck, they're getting a good value.
So is this a carbon offset project for them?
It is certainly not. That's always the elephant in the room when I start talking to the larger entities or the medium-sized businesses. They think that the UK is actually taking these carbon credits and selling it elsewhere. It certainly isn't. Their commitment to carbon abatement on an international basis, and carbon certainly does not have a boundary. So if they can save carbon where there's an energy intensity of 1-to-1 in South Africa, it makes sense. So it saves their little island from the rising seawaters.
There we go. So they don't have a choice.
They've got to do something about it. Exactly.
All right, we'll take a short break. We've got Kevin joining us here from the PSEE representing an Eastern Cape. We'll find out a little bit more of how you can get involved for your small business, some free services to assist you to reduce your energy bill. I think that sounds like a great idea. So stay with us. It's 8:27. You're listening to Kingfisher FM and into our Green Hour 144th episode. The sounds of Sean McDonald. Hope is right here. And Mr. Kevin Tarr-Graham from the National Business Initiative and the project called the PSEE. And we've been discussing opportunities for you and I to save some energy as business owners in South Africa. We mentioned, Kevin, three categories, small, medium, and large. Let's run through each of those and see how they would affect those who are listening. Small business, of course, the easier one. You mentioned that it's really just an online sort of service to assist of how to save energy.
Correct. It's for the smaller businesses so that they can have access to guides and checkboxes so that they can run through their operation and look for those opportunities themselves. And that's all free. They just go to www.pse.org.za.
PSEE.
Yes.
Okay, .org.za.
And they go there, they register, and they'll have access to all these publications, which will give them the best practices and how to do your own little internal audit so they can actually establish where they are. And there's a toll-free line there where they're about to get that number on the website, where if they are struggling, they can still phone a technician who will be able to help them.
Brilliant. Okay, less than 750,000 rand energy a year.
Yes, okay. That's right.
And that's really it's an educational platform, I'm sure.
Correct.
Letting people know what your options are. It's energy-saving tips in many ways.
No, exactly. And it focuses on the low-hanging fruit ones. For most small businesses, it's going to be lighting. It's going to be heating and cooling. And areas, most of it's going to be behavioral change. Mm. It's the understanding of switching off a light and what kind of impact that makes.
Yeah.
And changing out the light bulbs. Not going out and buying them all at once, but having a maintenance program replace them. Or even just dusting them off.
Yeah, there we go. Please clean your light bulbs. So it's not for the individual, it's for small business.
It is. However, there are a lot of sole proprietors, and it's open to anyone.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at the energy spend, 17% of South Africa's energy is spent by us as the domestic user. So we can make a big impact, and you can learn a lot from that.
So it'll be worthwhile, sir, just to go and inquire and just have a look at it, even if you wanted to reduce your own energy bills.
At home, yes. It certainly gives you that broad enough idea of where to look.
Okay, excellent. So let's move over to the medium. This is now, once again, I think we have to remind everybody that this is free of charge services to help you reduce your energy. I mean, there's no catch to this.
No, there's not. And it's 4 days, effectively, where we will get qualified consultants skilled in the area of your operation. So we've got a database of vetted and verified consultants, 84 of them nationally. And what we do is we have local ones. We want the money to circulate locally. Yeah. So we have Eastern Cape consultants,
both Brilliant.
In Port Elizabeth, East London, down to George Neisner. So we will try and get them to get the work done. So they're your support afterwards, plus at the same time the money circulates within in the Eastern Cape.
So I'm invited. So by joining the program, PSEE will arrange for one of these consultants to come in for a couple of days, have a look at our operations, and then give a free audit and recommendation.
Yeah. What generally happens is myself or a regional account manager will actually contact you. We'll run through the scope of works, and we'll agree the scope of works depending on your operation. So we'll drill down and question you on how your operation works. You know, are you using air compressors? Are you using fridges, et cetera, et cetera? Mm. And we will scope out the work. Then we will identify the consultant that can actually fulfill that work for you. They will then contact you. We'll have a kickoff meeting in which we actually establish the time frames in which it will all be done. And you, the only effort you have to do and the only cost to you is your time and actually getting data and allowing these consultants to actually get into your business and put it together for
you. Yeah, you're painting a picture, really, of
exactly.
what your situation is. And then, of course, any changes you make down the line would be at your expense. I mean, if you were going to go and install big VSD drives or something like that.
That's right. What the program does and the report will give you, it'll give you a business case for the opportunities that have been identified. And it's a suite of opportunities. Each individual one will give you a kilowatt savings, a rand savings, a carbon savings, plus a payback. So that you have that, and at the end of it, so there's roughly between 5 and 7 opportunities or 10 to be identified. We'll also give an aggregate payback so that you can actually see if you do implement all of them, you can see the cost subsidies, and you'll actually find out that solar, for instance, if it was included in there, would actually, their payback would be far less. It wouldn't be the 7 years
of course. So out of interest, how's it going?
It's going very well so far. We've got 350 medium-sized Excellent. Businesses. Our target's still 1,000, so we've still got a way to go.
Excellent.
And we've got until November. Completely. Anyone who wants to join in and they have that category, or even if you're unsure of it, just give us a call and we'll actually establish it for you and put you in place.
And what I hear from companies in Port Elizabeth is that a lot of companies will take on somebody or have one of their staff come on as the energy champion or energy-saving champion. And they would sort of be the representative connecting with the PSE project and then he'd try to encourage that way of thinking into the business as well.
That's right. Energy efficiency is a behavioral thing, first and foremost.
That's right.
You can put in equipment, they'll give you fantastic savings. However, if it is operated inefficiently by an individual, you lose all those inefficiencies. So it is a matter of driving through minds more so than anything else.
And really, the you think, why aren't people then taking it up? Why aren't more people taking it up? It's free. You get the assistance.
Exactly. I think everyone's skeptical about a sting in the tail.
Yes.
The only sting in the tail is that we'll follow up within 3 months and ask you what you have implemented, what you're planning on implementing. Mm. And if there's a significant area, we would actually get someone else to come in and actually verify those savings, again at our cost, not at your cost, so that we can actually go back to the funders and tell them, look, this is the identified opportunities, this is the verified opportunities, and this is what has been neglected. So as a country, we'll have an idea of what opportunities are out there by industry.
That's right. I mean, I'm even aware of companies who've signed up, but perhaps if you don't, you have the buy-in also from the staff to say, look, guys, we need to make a concerted effort here to reduce our energy, to save money. Then you also, it's all very well signing up, but if you're not going to be committed to it, it also can be a bit of a stumbling block.
Yes, and a good example that I always use, I was on a mine and you spoke to everyone there, the person on the operators, they knew exactly what tonnage throughput that they had to do every day. But ask them about electricity and their energy cost, they had no idea. It's something that's not tracked at all. So once we had been there, we actually worked out that it was R6 a second that the energy spend. So all of a sudden, someone is using a compressed air to actually clean something off. It actually takes a second consideration at R6 a second.
Education is so important. We've been used to having cheap electricity in our country. That time is over.
Exactly. And I think it's highlighted in the energy increases. We all look at it annually when Eskom comes out and tells us we're going to have a 13% increase, a 9% increase. Ever since 2008, I think we've had around about a 200% increase aggregated together.
Yeah. And we're going to get a fright in a few months' time.
I think so. Yes, it's going to be double digits, definitely, and very high in the 20s, I think.
So we know that our large businesses are going to be hit hard, but I think for our medium businesses, here's an opportunity for you to, in many ways, put things in place now that increase could not be. You won't even feel it if you can get your energy saving.
No, exactly. And if people had actually taken an opportunity like this back in 2008, a 200% increase, that which was not affordable in 2008 would have certainly become affordable in two or 3 years afterwards. So this inventory of opportunities is there for you to update every year, because the cost of energy efficiency stuff is coming down. And if you don't maintain that, because a number of companies we've been into, they say, oh, we've investigated that, didn't pay back. You ask them, when did they do it? They did it 3 or 4 years ago. You have to update these things on an annual basis.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I know we haven't touched too much on the large companies, but I mean, it's
750,000 to 45 million.
Is the medium?
No, it's 750 to 45 million is the medium. That's correct.
And then 45 million up.
Correct.
Is the large.
Is your large.
And then bank balance.
Strange enough, the financial institutions are the ones, quite a few of them have joined at that area, because they can make significant impact and they've got to show leadership.
Wow.
And they have a number of branches out there, as you would imagine, plus they've got data centers. And we'll forget how much data centers and all our cloud storage is costing us electricity-wise.
Let's not go there, but I think what is important is, if we want more information, now we're hearing this, we're thinking, hey, let's just start the process, let's get the ball rolling. What do we do?
You can contact me in Port Elizabeth if you're in the Eastern Cape region on 041-399-586.
399-586. 586.
Yes. It's in the Regis offices in Greenacres, so very easy access. Or alternatively, you can go to the website where all our contact details are on the national and regional areas.
Okay. So psee.org.za. Sign up over there, get some information. When is this deadline?
November is the cutoff point for this tranche of funding from UK Aid or DFID. We are at the moment in negotiations with a number of other venues, avenues for funding.
If hopefully past that, but yeah, it's never too late. So now please contact Kevin and get the ball rolling today.
I certainly want to spend it in the Eastern Cape as an Eastern Cape boy.
There we go. Basically throwing money at us, folks. So please tap in. Kevin, thank you so much for your time and the excellent work that you're doing. And please keep us updated. We look forward to hearing more.
Certainly will do. Thank you very much, Gary.
And there we go. That's our 144th episode of The Green Hours. We continue the national conversation on energy efficiency. Looking forward to that 150th show coming up for you in about 2 months' time. If you've got stories happening in your community of energy saving, of sustainability, well, get in touch with us. You can email through to studio@kingfishfm.co.za.